And welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
We're talking about all of your favorite early 2000s teen dramas. We finished The OC. We're gonna head to Dawson's Creek, but we are still very much entrenched in One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
I guess.
Joke's on us, though, because we'll still be in Wilmington.
But it'll be fake Massachusetts.
True.
Which I feel like I haven't... The last time I watched Dawson's Creek was 2008. And oh, I had not... and I had not... 2009? One of those. And I had not... It was 2009. I had not been to Massachusetts yet. So even though it's fake Massachusetts, I will be intrigued to hear the references and whatnot now that I've been to...
Yes, because they are definitely in Boston at one point, too. Yeah. So...
And I'll be like, oh, lies. No, that's not real. That's always my favorite part. Well, my favorite part in that, as everyone who listens knows, we are the logistics police. And those, you know, people like pour their hearts into fan fiction. And then I'm like reading and like loving these stories. And I'm like, that's not on that street in Boston. That is. Or like, I'm like, you could never walk from there to there. That would be ridiculous. But then sometimes people totally get it right and like use actual like little tiny bakeries and stuff. I'm like, oh my god, yes. But you know,
definitely the hyper researcher type of person who may well, I believe like looking at Google Maps to be like, is this walkable?
I know. But yes, we are in Wilmington, which is Playing Tree Hill, but either way, it is North Carolina, so that's
it is yes. This is at least. Yeah. State.
So I have a question.
Okay.
How did your episode start?
Oh, with a weird little Sophia Bush, Hillary Burton, like
commercial?
Yeah, it was a weird little. They're like, "Happy New Year's! Thanks for watching One Tree Hill on the CW."
And I was like, "New episodes coming to you on the CW." And they were like standing in the set of Lucas's bedroom and like holding stuff up, and they're like, "This is weird. I bet you Brooke gave it to him or whatever." And I was like, what is happening?
Well, it's funny because first I thought it was going to be like some kind of PSA.
Me too.
But it wasn't. And then I thought maybe it was going to be like a weird recap after the like break, because it's clearly the break. They've come back and it's the new year.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that either. They were just like, hey guys. And I was like, what's going on? Because then we got like the actual recap.
Yeah, the previously. Scenes. Yeah.
And I didn't know what was happening. I, at the very least, I thought they were maybe going to narrate it, but nope.
Yeah, no, it was just like a weird...
strange...
commercial's not... I know what the word is, but obviously I can't think of it. But yeah, just kind of like this little, like, plug.
A spot.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
And then it was, like, kind of a really big opening before we got the theme song. Because we had that, and then we had the previously, and then, like, a whole bunch of scenes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was weird. For sure, it was weird.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, Lucas was doing some kind of voiceover.
Yeah. But... it is extremely bad. I'm so sorry, guys, that every single time there's a Lucas voiceover, I pay zero attention to it. Like, I simply don't know what he said. Something about, like, things being how you thought they were.
Well, anyway, it was, like, about, I'm trying to just quickly pull it up here, but it was about having dreams where, like, they're so real that you don't know. Like, you don't know if they were real or not. I'm just trying to see if I can find it quickly here. Obviously, I can't. Have you ever had a dream that seemed so real when you woke up you didn't know what to believe? What would you do if you had thought it was true wasn't? And what you thought wasn't true was? The only time, the reason that I actually paid attention to this was because that did happen to me one time.
I mean, yeah, that's always weird when that happens.
I didn't message, it was like in junior high, I didn't message my best friend for like, because she had like moved away for literally like at least a month because I had a dream she died.
Oh my God.
It was so real that I was terrified to call, because like we talked all the time on the phone and stuff, because again, it was the 90s, right? So we like to, I was so afraid to call and have her mom pick up the phone and me be like, hey, and her be like, So I literally didn't call it for weeks.
Oh my God.
But yes, so like Lucas is, because again, so we had that awful episode last time. He's having his dream within the dream, whatever. And Lucas, so it starts with like Lucas at the school, and he's kind of like, it's like weird, like, is he's he in remembering? The exact
same, yeah, yeah, because he's in the exact same spot that he was in the like unconscious dream,
yeah.
Which is the hallway where Keith and Jimmy died.
Yes.
But then it turns out it's actually school.
Yeah, he just happened to be in the hallway when no one else was, because like the bell rings and everyone comes out. Like, are you supposed to be in school?
Yeah, I was confused about what's happening, but whatever. Well, especially too, because like then Peyton's like, what are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess because he's supposed to still be recovering because he had a heart attack. But anyway, they're all coupley now.
Yep. Which is fine, whatever.
Yeah. Lucas makes some crack about like, oh, last time we kissed it was so good I collapsed, and Peyton's like, hen, that's not funny.
Yeah, she was just like,
ugh. Yikes. So anyway, then they see Brooke, so Lucas is like, yeah, let's just, we'll walk you to class.
Yep.
So okay. We see Rachel and Brooke. Brooke is still pissed that Rachel stole the tutor center key.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she's like, I don't need it. I was up all night studying. Like, I'm going to do fine on this quiz. Return the key.
Yeah.
Sidebar, I really liked Rachel's jacket.
Oh, I don't know if I noticed.
She was just wearing, like, a nice leather jacket.
Mm.
People had really good jackets in this episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was really distracted by people's jackets. Also, I just actually thought Rachel looked really good in this episode. Mm-hmm. I normally don't pay attention to her, but, like...
Yeah.
She looks good in this episode.
Yeah. Agreed. then we get Mouth and Chi-Chi. Mouth and Chi-Chi.
Poor Mouth.
It was... So, like, she just comes up to him and she's like, I'm gonna break up with you. And he's like, wait, what? But it was, she does it, she's like, no, not yet, though. I just wanted you to know. But she does it just like how when she was going to ask him out on a date.
Yeah. It's an exact mirror. Yeah. Yeah.
Except that it's breaking up. And he's just like, what?
Poor Mouth. And she does it in like her regular, like chipper, matter of fact way.
I'm going to break up with you. But not yet. I just wanted you to know. And you're like, what?
He's like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, God, then we get this terrible Haley and Nathan scene. So, like, Haley's watching the news, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Nathan comes in, turns the TV off. This is, like, before school, I guess? Anyway.
Yeah, because he mentioned something about, oh, like, I'm going to be late for school, but I'll come back and blah, blah, blah.
The whole thing is she's talking about, she's like, oh, like, I don't know who the poor guy that hit me was. Like, I feel bad for him because, like, the way he died with, like, I can't believe Dan would do that. And Nathan's just like, eh. So obviously Haley knows a nothing about what actually happened. Poor Nathan.
Oh, I know.
Like, oh, God.
Because he's like, no, like you were the victim. And she's like, no, mm-hmm. I know, but, like, I still feel. And you're just like, oh, no, I can't believe Dan would do that. Oh, yeah, it was just a whole...
Yeah, and she's like, I don't know how you turned out so sweet with the father, like, Dan, and, like, oh, Nathan, you can tell, is just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Poor Nathan. I felt so bad for Nathan this episode.
Yep. It was rough.
Oh, it was. But speaking of Dan, we go to the jail. He's talking to his lawyer through the, well, phone glass situation.
Mm-hmm.
He's being charged with second-degree murder. There's going to be an investigation, blah, 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 blah. Dan's like, we don't need that. I'm pleading guilty.
Yeah, do not investigate. And his lawyer's
like, you don't need to do that. And Dan's just like, hangs up the phone and walks away. And then we get our theme song.
Like 7 years later and so many different things happening.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot. So then,
we're still in jail, but Nathan is there.
That's right. Nathan comes by because he tells Dan that he's going to confess because Dan shouldn't be doing time for him, basically, and like Dan's like, no, it's better that it's me. Like, I could have prevented this. I should have helped you. And Nathan's like, yeah, but you're not guilty of murder. And I was like, except that he is.
Well, and like, to Dan's credit, for once, he says, like, I have sins to pay for. I belong here.
Yeah.
You can tell Nathan's kind of like, okay, like,
what are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, oh, and then it was a good, like, the way they cut this, right? Because it ends with him saying, I belong here. And then it cuts to Deb in rehab saying, I don't belong here.
Yes.
I haven't killed anyone. I mean, I set a fire that one time and, like, I kind of discharged my gun accidentally. I mean,
she attempted to kill somebody.
But it's so funny because she's just like, well, like, I haven't actually. You're like, oh, God.
Yeah, she's clearly still not doing well.
No, she's not.
She's in, like, it's like the group therapy situation. And the therapist is like, you know, like, give it a chance. Like, you know, maybe it'll be good for you. And she's like, no, get me out of here.
Ugh, Deb.
Yeah, this was hilarious, though, because I was pretty sure how this was going to play out. Like, I seemed to remember, and I was correct. It's like, oh, Deb. Anyway. Oh, then we got a Lucas and Peyton talking about, he's telling her about how he saw Keith while he was unconscious and how it felt so real. And Peyton says something about how, like, when she dreams of her mom or Ellie, it's like getting a message from them, like they're emails from ghosts. Mm-hmm. And she's like, don't make fun of me, which then Lucas proceeds to not really make fun of her, but definitely sound kind of like a dick about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he tries to kiss her. She's like, I don't know about the PDA. And he's like, what? Since when? She's like, since now.
I know. Oh.
See ya. And he's like, what? Like, he literally says, after she walks away, he's like, what just happened? Like, what is going on? Oh my God, and then Gigi video calls Mouth on their flip phones. Which, to be honest, I wasn't even aware those things were capable of doing.
Yeah.
Certainly don't think the video quality was ever that good. Anyway, this was hilarious because I was like, oh, this is like way before anybody was like regularly doing this with people.
Yeah.
And they were flip phones.
Well, and it was also funny because it was like it was right before class. Like, it was in the middle of school.
Yeah, like they're in a classroom. They're in classrooms. She might be in the library.
Yeah. And it's so funny because just like, do you want to do, like, IMs? Or, I mean, you can use emoticons.
Oh, yeah, about how he would like this breakup to happen. And he's like, I would like it to not happen.
Yeah.
And he's like, but, like, I'd rather it be in person. And she's like, okay, in person. He's like, no, but I don't want this to happen, except she's already hung up on him.
Oh.
So. Yeah. Poor Mouth.
Right. I didn't remember that this happened.
The two of them breaking up?
Yeah. Or, like, just kind of, like, how, like, their story played out, so.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I knew they broke up, but I couldn't remember how they broke up. I actually thought it lasted longer than this.
Yeah.
But what are you gonna do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then it's math quiz time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It's like, Rachel and Brooke, and, like, people are, like, starting to, like, pass the test back or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, Brooke goes to grab hers, but it's actually Shelley giving her, like, a clean teen poster. So we've forgotten about them for a little while. But they're back.
They're back. The clean teens are back.
And there's a meeting later. Or this week or something.
Be there or be sluts. Which is pretty funny, because it's like a little play on be there or be square, except being square is kind of the entire idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brooke's feeling good about this quiz, so cool.
Ugh. And this is when, so like Nathan had told Haley he would bring her soup for lunch, so he would like.
Yeah.
And this is when she's watching the news again, and she's learning that it's who Dante was, and even though like she's learning that he was like a bookie and this, that, or whatever, she still feels so bad and like wants to contact his family.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like she wants to like ease their pain and like let her like, you know, kind of forgive this, you know, forgive. Yeah. So then they know, and you're like, you know, because I'm going to be a mother and like this and that, you're just like, oh no. And like yeah. Nathan's face is just like.
Oh God. Well, because then he's like, I can't not
yep.
tell her yep. now because like he, like she can't do this. Mm-hmm. So this is when he just like fully comes clean. Like he's like, this was my fault. I knew Dante. I borrowed money from him. I should have points. Yeah. Like, he wanted me to lose the state championship, but I yeah. didn't.
Oh.
Yep. And again, I was distracted by Nathan's nice coat. I was like, oh, that's a nice coat Nathan's wearing. Whoever was doing the costuming for this episode, yes. well done. but anyway, he's like, then he continues saying like, Dan wasn't the one who beat up Dante. I was like,
yeah,
I did all of it.
Yeah.
And he's like, please forgive me.
Yeah.
But she is not happy.
Nope.
Yikes. Oh, Nathan, I just wanted to give him a hug.
I know.
This poor baby.
Yeah.
But, like, I am, like, Haley is understandably upset by this knowledge. Like, she's in pretty rough shape. They almost lost their baby. Like,
yeah. It's
not been a good time.
No.
Anyway.
But then we go to the jail and get to some interesting news.
Yes. So Dan's arraignment has been canceled.
Yeah.
Because it turns out, as we already suspected, Dante was not beaten to death. He died on impact from internal injuries.
Yep.
So he obviously had like a broken rib or something that pierced yep. something vital. Either way, we now know that Nathan is not responsible for Dante's death. So yay.
Yay.
Dan gets out of jail. Get out of jail free card.
Sweet.
Yeah. So obviously he holds a press conference.
Yes.
He's the mayor. And like goes into something about like explaining why he had such a violent reaction and like his daughter-in-law is pregnant and violence is never the answer and I'm going to resign as
no,
mayor.
He says, if the residents of Tree Hill want me to.
Oh, okay.
I
missed that bit.
That's what it was. I thought he was going to say that as well. But he actually says, if you want me, like if Tree Hill wants me out, because that comes up later with his kind of, you know, what's it called, likability score, whatever his
right,
why that's mentioned later, right. But yeah, so he doesn't, he offers to, but he does not.
Excellent. I missed that detail, so yeah. There we go. This is why there's two of us.
Yeah.
Anyway, hilariously, Deb is watching on TV at the rehab center.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can't even escape you when I'm in rehab. Clicks the TV off. The nurse comes in with some pills for Deb. I guess they're easing her off of this.
Yeah.
Deb. The nurse is like, what happened to your sheets? Nurse Deb's like, what? She's like, the bed sheets. She's like, I don't know. I was just wondering the same thing.
And it's so like,
well, yeah. And the nurse is clearly like, okay.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
And this is when I was watching this and I was like, I am fairly certain that Deb can actually leave this place whenever she wants to. And she is elaborately scheming for no reason.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Oh, Deb.
Deb. So then Lucas comes by the apartment to see Nathan. So Nathan and Haley's place. And Nathan tells him all about how Haley took the whole thing about him attacking Dante and all that jazz. And oh, he says he's going to turn himself in so that Dan doesn't take the fall for him. Lucas is like, you haven't watched the news, have you?
Which, I mean, to be fair, they're teenagers, and it's, like, during the day.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, if anything, it should have been more like, you know, oh, like, no one's messaged, like, no one's texted you or called you.
But like... Yeah, like, why would no one message Nathan about this?
Right?
Yeah, but whatever. So, yes, we find out, or, like, Nathan finds out. Yay, everything's fine.
Yeah, except that Haley's not there, but that's when we learn that she's actually at Lucas's house.
Yes. Yeah.
And Lucas even says, like, you did the right thing. Like, telling her was the right thing.
Yeah, and he's like, I'll talk to her. Mm-hmm. So.
And then Nathan apologizes to him again.
Yeah. And Luke says it's okay.
I know, yeah.
And I wanted to put Nathan in my pocket.
I know.
Poor boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and then Brooke is waiting for their grades to be posted, which, like, no wonder everyone has such a complex about how they do in school.
I don't think we ever had them posted
like I don't that. Think we did either.
Or if anything, maybe it was just in the classroom, but even that, because like
junior... I don't, the only, like, maybe we might have had, like, top class standing posted somewhere.
Yeah, but not like,
and I know it's under their student number, like, it very much is, like, when she looks, you see her, like, for her number, but, like, as if
it was also just like, they kept saying quiz, like, it wasn't her final exam.
Right.
So, but yeah, either way, dramatic purposes.
Anyway.
She failed.
She did. She very much did.
Very bitter.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. She finds Rachel and is like, did you return that key? And Rachel's like, yeah, of course. Like, you're welcome. I did that for you. And then Brooke is like, oh my god, I failed the calculus quiz, like, blah blah blah. And Rachel's like, oh, good thing I made a copy. And I'm like, oh my god.
Mm. Yeah.
And Brooke's excited and you're just like, oh, Brooke,
I know,
what are we doing?
Yeah, not good.
Yeah. And then Nathan, wait, this is our next scene, goes to, like, an impound lot?
Thank you. I could not think of that word the whole time. Yeah, it was clearly like the, like, police impound.
Yeah, because he goes to see Dante's car all, yeah, like, smashed up. But mm-hmm. I was like, can he just walk into the police impound lot? Like, that seems fake.
I mean, fair.
Anyway, we get some flashbacks because Nathan is constantly having flashbacks to various accidents.
Yeah.
And him, like, beating up Dante. He's clearly upset about everything. Like, we see Haley hit by the car again. Like, it's all very dramatic.
Yes.
So then Nathan goes to see Dan. And this is when they say the thing about the approval rating, right? His approval rating is up now. Yeah. Higher than it was before everything. Mm-hmm. But then Dan's like, the only approval rating I care about is yours. I was like, why is he just constantly a politician? But anyway, he's like, I would do it again, like, for you if I had to. And Nathan, this is when you find out that Nathan actually thinks that Dan rigged the report so that
he, like, paid it off, made it look
like. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. That's paid off. That's what I was trying to say. And Dan's like, no, like, I didn't do that. That's not what happened. This is all legit. Like, you are not responsible for his death. Like, don't carry that around with you. I know, like, trust me.
I know what you that don't want to do. That guilt is.
Yep. Yep.
Again, planting seeds, planting seeds.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, I just realized what was happening next, and I started laughing because Haley's at Lucas's house.
Yes.
So he, like, gets home and goes to talk to her.
Yeah.
And she is clearly on the couch in the living room, this mysterious living room that we have always wondered about every time someone stays over and can only ever sleep in Lucas's bed.
Yes.
So there is a living room over the couch.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. Although, to be fair, she does seem to end up in Lucas's bed afterwards. I know. She may just be resting there.
They had to, like, build a whole set just for that one thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they talk.
They do. And Lucas is like, you know, he would do anything for you. Like, Nathan would do anything for you. Mm-hmm. And she says something about, like, you know, making deals with loan sharks. And I was like, to be fair, Nathan didn't really know he was a loan shark at the time. Like, I'm sure he figured it out, but, like, it's not like he knew he was a bookie. Anyway, it's fine. Also, like, what happened to Bear? Did he just, like...
Yeah.
Give up on this? Whatever. Anyway.
Well, I mean, I guess if Dante's dead, like...
Yeah, I mean, he was just kind of his enforcer, so...
Yeah, like, if... He probably wasn't... He didn't know enough to, like, take over the business or something, right? So...
Maybe he took off. It seemed like Dante was on the hook for some money, so...
Yeah. That's probably the most plausible.
Yeah. Anyway, Lucas defends Nathan and is like, he was just doing what he thought was best at the time, so... Mm-hmm. Maybe cut him some slack.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And then we... Oh, Gigi sent Mouth an Evite.
My god.
Which also just sounds hilarious, because I don't even think anybody says that anymore. Right? I think so many invitations just are electronic invitations now.
Yeah, yeah. Just
invitation. That was, like, the funniest part about all this, because it was just like, we're video calling on this random phone. Would you like to IM... Or get an Evite.
It was, it was like technology.
Yeah, look at this technology. That's so cool.
Oh, man.
But her reasoning actually ends up being very, like, smart and sweet and understandable. So.
Yeah. Because, yeah, she says, like, she likes him a lot, but she's a sophomore, he's a senior, he's going to graduate, like, she needs to start hanging out with people her own age.
Yeah. And, of course, he's like, yeah, but we still have, like, the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, but then we're just going to sit there, like, knowing that it's going to happen and not actually, like, enjoy things, so I'd rather just do it now. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. Sadness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because then this is when, like, Peyton and Haley are in Lucas's bed.
Mm. Yes.
Peyton is, like,
Peyton is coloring, like, drawing, and, yeah.
Coloring and drawing on the cast.
Yeah.
Well, then, like, Haley doesn't want to talk about her, so they start talking about Peyton and Lucas. Of course, Peyton's like, it's really good with Lucas. It's not good at all. She's like, oh.
That's because she's holding in her feelings. Well, then she admits that she's been avoiding him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, it's just the usual,
she
like,
bad luck.
Oh, yeah. And Haley's just like, because I think, well, then she says, you know, like, this person left, and this person left, and this person left, and this person, you know. And Haley's just like, yeah, but none of those people are Lucas, like,
yeah.
Which is, and again, not in a, like, yay, Lucas kind of way, but just in a, like, your two moms, that's different, you know, brother, different, dad, different, like, Jake, like, I mean, I guess Jake's the closest example, because that was actually, like, relationship situation. But he also had a massive extenuating circumstance.
Oh, yeah, like a massive extenuating circumstance.
An entire like, human being. Yeah. But yes, like everyone else, I'm like, those are bad examples. Like,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Lucas is not those people.
Nope.
Yay, Peyton and Lucas get to be happy forever. I mean, not this time.
Spoiler. I was going to say.
A spoiler.
Not yet, though, JK. No. They got to be drama about it first.
No.
I don't think this season, but.
I don't think so either, because that's why
season.
I always get so confused, because I know there's some sort of situation, and I know how they end up, but I don't remember how they end up back there, because there's this person, spoiler, person before.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, because of the jump. Yeah, I don't. We'll find out. So, good times, fun times.
Rachel and Brooke in full black leotard with the most ridiculous, like, looped belt situation. Like, yeah, they look like Catwoman.
Well, there's a thing where, like, they're clearly trying to dress in black to, like, break into the school, you know, kind of a thing. But not in, like, proper black burglar clothes. Like, it's...
Well, no, because you can see their faces. You can see their hair.
And they have, like, knee-high boots on. Yes. I'm just like...
Like, first of all, where did they get these? I think Rachel procured them somehow.
Yes, that's what it
was. But also, they're not being very, like, stealth.
No, because it's not like, oh, they're in black, you don't really notice them. It's like, oh, they're in skin-tight sexy black.
Yeah. It's pretty hilarious.
Only those two.
Oh my god.
Only those two.
Yeah. Anyway, they walk past the clean teen meeting that's happening. Yes. Which, like, you'd think they would have waited until a little bit later in the day. But I guess they need the school to be unlocked. I don't know. Anyway. That becomes relevant later. Before that, though. We get to see Deb attempting to make her escape with the tied-together bedsheets off the balcony.
Yeah.
She's highly ungraceful about it, so nobody is very stealth. So then she kind of, like, falls. I mean, it's not very far down. Anyway, when she, like, gets up, the nurse is right there with her bag.
Yeah.
And Deb's just like, huh, this isn't for me. And the nurse is like, cool, this is voluntary. You just have to sign out.
Yeah. You can go if you want to.
Like, this is up to you. But okay, here's my question, though. Because I don't know where this place is, but Deb does not have her car because Karen drove her there.
Yeah.
I guess she could have got a cab.
Yeah. That's... kind of just what I guess I assumed as well.
Anyway, Deb signs out. She leaves.
Done and done.
Meanwhile, in the tutor center, Brooke is going through the file cabinet trying to find the test.
Yeah.
Which, again, I had questions about this. So she finds it, folds it in half, and then she's like, these suits have no pockets. But I was like, okay, but then there's going to be a missing test.
Right, like, I thought they were going to, like, make a copy of it.
Right, which would be the smart thing to do.
But they just, like, take it.
They just take it.
So I don't know how that, like, plays out later.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you take the test, photocopy it? Like, the tutor center has to have a photocopier.
Absolutely. I don't know. And I don't know if that ends up coming up later or not, or if it's just bad writing.
Yeah, I don't know either. Either way, she shoves it down her boot.
Mm-hmm.
As they're leaving, the principal sees them. He's ooh. Like, what are you doing here?
Oh, no.
And they're like, we're just here for the clean teen meeting.
Okay.
So show up to this clean teen meeting, and they're like, sexy, skin tight,
oh my god,
black leotard. And Shelly, oh my god, presents them with, like, rings, which I'm assuming are, like, virginity, chastity, promise rings.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they say, like...
A vow to yourself.
Yeah, they do a whole, like... Yeah, she goes through a whole, like, speech, and they're like, yeah, I do. And then she gives them their shirts that they have to wear every day.
Yes. So funny. So then we... This is where we end up back at Lucas's, and it's Lucas, Mouth, and Haley all in Lucas's bed.
With Mouth in the middle. With Mouth
in the middle. Well, because he's, like, asking for advice about Gigi, right? And, like, how she broke up with him. He doesn't want to break up with her, but, like, maybe she has a point about, like, you know, him graduating and all that. And Lucas is like, no, long distance, you can do it. And Haley's like, that's because you've never done long distance. Like, you, like, this is actually so hard. They go back and forth with, like... What does she say? Out of sight, out of mind. And he's like, distance make the heart grow. Yeah. And so they go back and forth like that for a bit. And then Mouth is like, neither of you are helpful. I'm going to figure this out on my own.
Yep.
So. Oh, but before that. They have a little conversation about Jimmy.
Yeah.
Because Lucas asks if he still thinks they should never have left the River Court. But. And he's just like, do you think about Jimmy? And Mouth's like, yeah, a lot. And he's like, do you? And he's like, a lot lately. So then you're like, okay, Lucas is still on this thing about Jimmy and Keith and all that. We're getting somewhere with this. It's been a long road. Yeah, we're getting there.
Still going.
Oh my God. So then Nathan gets home. He hears someone in the apartment. So he thinks it's Haley. But then he finds Deb in his bathroom searching for pills. Which, I don't know why she thought she'd find them there.
Yeah. Or yeah, like, what pills did she... Yeah.
What is she looking for? Nathan's like, there's nothing there.
Yep. And it's just that whole, like, I know I'm a disappointment.
Oh, yeah. Something. And he's like, Haley left. And she's like, oh, well, you guys are worth fighting for, so...
Yeah.
We go to Peyton's room. She's putting some records away. Lucas comes by. And she's like, sorry, I've been weird. And then they talk it out, you know. She doesn't want to lose him, basically. Like, she loses everyone. And he's all like, I'm not everyone.
I couldn't have died without coming back to... Look in those green eyes and say, I love you. Barf. For the record, that's exactly what my notes say. I couldn't have died. Your eyes. I love you. Barf.
I didn't even write down about the eyes because I hated it so intensely.
Yep. Yuppers. So annoying and stupid.
Anyway, Nathan comes by to see Haley.
Yeah.
Kieran answers the door. She's like, I'll just leave you two to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, he's like,
because even just like standing at the door, he's like, we need to be together, like always and forever. He like shows his ring kind of thing, you know, that's their thing.
They're so cute.
Well, then even like their talk was just so like...
I know.
Nathan is the best grown up on this entire show.
Right?
Because he's talking and he's just like, I was afraid to like let you in and like, because I don't want to be the guy that I was before, like before you, but like he's still in me. And like, if that's who I need to be to protect you and our son, like I'll be that guy. Yeah. And you're just like, that's such a like intelligent, like thought out, like man.
Yeah. Well, and she's like, I just need you to be honest with me. And then she says, I love every version of you. And I was like, oh, they're so cute.
I know.
They're too much for me. I love them. I adore them.
Yeah.
Nathan and Haley for life.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Yep.
Oh, and then Dan goes home.
Yep. And he's got some, like, ransom note art on his wall.
Yeah.
It's basically like some, they look like newspaper headlines.
Yeah.
That have been chopped up to say something about, like, I don't know. I didn't even read all of them. It's just like about how he's a killer and belongs in jail and all that.
Yeah. And just like over and over again, like kind of with a couple pictures of him and all the like chopped up letters and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Karen has come by to see him. And she sees it, and she's, like, she's mad about it. She rips some of it down, and it's, like, who would do this? They must have not heard, like, before, like, must have happened before they found out that he was being released, because the whole Dante thing wasn't his fault. And
But then,
ZDN's just like, ugh.
She's, like, was it Nathan? Because, like, I saw his hand. Like, knows. Did he, he's the one, and, like, so she's, like, put it together that Nathan was the one that hit, and you're just, like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And then... they hug.
Yep.
And Dan's like, what was that? And Karen's like, I just thought I saw someone that I used to know.
Yep.
What happens with this storyline? Because I do not remember.
I don't remember either, but I'm fairly certain that what happens is, like, they continue on this trajectory until certain things are revealed.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh.
Just not the vibe I want. Mm-hmm. Even though, again, in this episode, Dan's actually, like, really good.
Yeah, he's human. He's
taking responsibility.
Yep.
But you know that he's gonna flip, like, nothing. Like, just, ugh.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. And then we go to the cemetery.
Yep. So Lucas is going to visit Keith's grave to talk to him, leave him some flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes one of the flowers from the bouquet and leaves one on Jimmy's.
Yeah.
Grave.
He like talks to Keith for a second. It's just like, I love Kate. And you're like, whatever.
Yeah. Again, Lucas was wearing a very nice leather jacket.
Yep. And then, and then this is what we get.
Just really distracting.
His like voiceover again.
Yes.
About the whole like a dream that seemed so real.
Mm-hmm.
Would you retreat into your dreams with the hope of finding a more perfect reality? Sometimes life is stranger than a dream, and all you can do is wake up and face and blah blah blah. You can only hope that in those moments of dark reflection that you are not alone. And this is all over when like Nathan and Haley are at home, and they kind of like Haley talks about how like, I guess I know, like, always just tell me the truth, like that's what true love means.
Yeah.
And, like, Mouth sees Gigi talking with her friends and being happy. And, like, he'd been talking to himself of, like, kind of prepping himself to be like, no, Gigi, like, we should stay together. But then he sees her, like, with her friends. So he's like, I get it.
Yeah.
And Brooke and Rachel are, like, walking in with their clean teen shirts and just, like, being upset about all of it. But then, like, the principal sees them and they're like,
they're like, hi.
Hey. And they, like, run over to the clean teens.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
And then Dan, like, rips the words off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then we end where we started. Lucas in the hallway.
Yeah.
Talking about remembering and, like, looking around. And he gets that flashback in the blue with him talking to Keith again.
I know. Like, how... First of all, we've already done this.
Yeah.
How long are we going to draw this out before Lucas has, like, a light bulb moment of remembering? Because, like...
Cause that's just it. Like, I thought it was going to happen in this episode. And it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. It's too long. It's been too drawn out. Can we move this along?
Yeah.
Please? Thank you.
Well, it's giving you too much of a like ghosty supernatural thing again of like, oh, what it's like, no, like just, I mean, memories work like that. Like they're way deep in your brain. I get that. My dad remembers stuff from the 90s now that he never remembered in the 90s, but somehow magically remembers them now. But like, it's just and then they cuts back to real time and like Peyton comes and they kiss and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
And that's how it ends.
Yup. Womp.
So like, I just don't know.
Me neither.
One, because it's all like, I've been waiting for you. I think we've waited long enough. Kiss, gross.
Oh god, I didn't even listen to any of that.
I know.
Oh, they're making out in the hallway now. Okay.
Yep. So, whatever. Did you have someone as most annoying?
I didn't, actually.
Me neither, yeah. There wasn't really... Yeah.
Yeah, like, not even Rachel was too annoying in this episode.
Nope.
So, yeah.
What did you have as the quote of the episode?
Oh, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. There wasn't one that really, like, stood out to me.
Yeah.
This was a weird episode for this.
Fair. I had Haley, because at one point in that whole, like, talking about, like, Dante and Dante's family and forgiveness or whatever, she says, why is it that it's so much easier to forgive a stranger than someone you love?
Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, that was a good one.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Haley.
That is a good point.
Yeah. What did you have as most high school moment?
Honestly, I had Lucas and Peyton making out in the hallway at the end. Just seemed very high school to me.
That's pretty fair. That's
yeah.
I just kind of had, like, the, like, clean teens, like, meeting things. Because I get, like,
in... Oh, yeah. That also, too.
In university and stuff, there would be, like, meetings and stuff like that. But this just seems so, like... Because it was, like, at school, after class, and, like, also clean teens.
Right.
Which seems slightly less university styles.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Not that there's not, and everybody do whatever you want. But just the whole, like, let's wear matching shirts and, like...
Make it well, and the fact that once, like, you hit university, you're not a teen for all that much longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only real new person that we had was the nurse.
Right.
Who, like, looked like somebody, but I don't think she actually
Oh, okay. Was. I didn't even look her up. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, like, her name is Chantel Thrash. Mm. And she's definitely been, like, in tons of, like, well, sorry, let me rephrase that, a few episodes of stuff, but it's all just, like, bus driver, nurse, bank teller. So I don't know why, like, she just looked, and I guess she's in two episodes of this, so she's in a future episode, which, I mean, I guess now is a spoiler, something happens with Deb in rehab. But yeah, like, there's nothing, I don't know why, like, I was so convinced that she was someone that I went to look and I was like, nope.
Oh, that's so funny.
And did you have a song of the episode?
Again, this was like nothing stood out.
There were definitely a few times where, like, I noticed that there was music.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's a Wreckers song, there's a Damien Rice song.
Yeah.
It's not the Damien Rice song.
No. Yeah, and, like, the song at the end, Matt White, Wait for Love, like, I don't know that one.
Me neither.
And, yeah, there's a bunch of songs, like, over, like, when, like, Deb, you know, like, was talking about stuff, nothing was just...
Yeah, just nothing really stood out to me.
And, like, nothing, again, that was, like, actually known.
Mm-hmm.
And there we are again. What happens next? Literally no idea.
I don't know. I mean, I do know now that... Brooke is in clean teens. Somebody else is going to show up soon.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds vaguely like something, but not in a way where I actually have any idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hmm. Hmm.
So I think we'll have, like, an actual new face in the next episode.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, other than that, like, I have no idea. Obviously, there's going to have to be some fallout with this whole test stealing situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I literally don't know.
Well, yeah, because just, like, it's weird because it's sort of like things are wrapped up, but there's just, you know, like, Haley getting better, I guess. And then, yeah, like, the test thing. But so I guess for everybody else, like, new arcs have to start?
I mean, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah,
Like,
right.
yeah.
Who
Oh,
knows?
something happens in the next episode.
Oh, yeah, like, now basketball's over. Like, where's Skills? What's Skills
Right.
doing?
I don't know.
And I know, like, prom happens eventually, but not yet. We're still a few episodes away from that.
We are.
I don't know. I guess everyone will have to come back next week and find out.
Yeah.
We'll see you then.
Bye.